Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
So, it starts here. With those words this weekend, Senator Elizabeth Warren took the first steps in her all-now-but-certain presidential run. After establishing a presidential exploratory committee, Warren barnstormed across Iowa, kicking off the presidential caucus and primary season a full 13 months before Iowa's first-in-the-nation caucuses. WBUR's Anthony Brooks was with Warren this weekend and has this report.
Warren has a fiery populist message about government corruption and how Washington has turned its back on working Americans. And she wants folks to know that for her, it's personal.
This is the fight of my life. I didn't pick this because it poll tested. I picked it because it picked me.
At campaign events across Iowa this past weekend, from Council Bluffs to Sioux City to Des Moines, Warren linked her politics to her own story. About growing up in Oklahoma in a family that struggled financially and for a time got by on her mother's minimum wage job. But she says today, a minimum wage job doesn't keep a mother and her baby out of poverty.
Think about that difference. Back when I was a kid, folks in far-off Washington asked the fundamental question, what's it going to take for a family of three to make it? Today, the folks in Washington ask, what's going to improve the profitability of a multinational corporation? And that's what we're here to change.
Warren calls that corruption, pure and simple, and says it explains why working Americans are struggling to pay for everything from housing to college to health care. It's a message that appeals to many, including Kathy Miller, the chair of the Guthrie County Democrats in Central Iowa.
She's got a message that speaks to the heart of the Democratic Party, education and student debt, dark money in politics, and she can fight.
Can she win if she were the party's nominee?
I think she can.
Yeah.
I think she can win.
That's a key question for these Iowa Democrats who want someone who can beat Donald Trump. Mark Schmedninghoff, a Democrat from Sioux City, worries about the electability of a liberal Harvard professor from Massachusetts.
There is a little bit of a fear of, well, is she too far to the left of the spectrum to win? That thought's there. And so I kind of want to see if she addresses that and how.
When she spoke, Warren did address that, pointing out that she comes from the red state of Oklahoma, where she says folks are also concerned about government corruption and a desire for a level playing field. After he heard her talk, Schmedingdorf sounded convinced.
I'm impressed. I think Midwesterners in general are thinking about a level playing field and opportunities for their kids. And she continues to highlight that. She's got something.
Warren's events were all well attended, and many who came were eager to ask her questions. This is Tricia Curran Sheehan in Sioux City.
My question to you, why did you undergo the DNA testing and give Donald Trump more fodder to be a bully?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm glad you asked that question.
It's a question that keeps coming. Warren stated flatly that she's not a woman of color and she's not a member of a tribe. And she explained again that she grew up understanding that she had Native American ancestry. And to respond to Republican attacks about that, which have also come from President Trump, she took that DNA test.
Now, I can't stop Donald Trump from hurling racial insults.
It's one of the only times that she mentioned Trump by name. Over the weekend, she avoided it, even when encouraged, as she was Saturday night in Des Moines.
How do you debate someone who isn't interested in civility or facts?
Did you have someone in specific in mind?
Warren declined to take the bait and instead pivoted to her core issue, how to bring people together, and that problem of government corruption and how it hurts Democrats, independents, and Republicans alike.
They know our government is broken, that it's working for all those who've already made it big, and it's not working for their families. And that needs to be the place that we start. That's how we begin to build a movement and change this country. Thank you.
You also build it with organization. And Warren has made a credible start. By jumping into this race so early, She's already assembled a team of experienced political organizers in Iowa, and she'll be heading to New Hampshire next, maybe as soon as next weekend. So if her presidential campaign goes from exploratory to official, which seems likely, she'll have a head start in what's expected to be a crowded field of Democrats. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.